Walk into this church, and you won't find Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
We jam us!
But things are still amiss.
They don't look like Presbyterians to me.
If you could open the front door, you'd be on stage.
This was the former entrance to the church, which we no longer use as an entrance.
Where the altar stood, there's now stadium seating. And the church basement, once home to many a coffee clutch and a Sunday schooler, now houses a makeup table, a wardrobe, and lots of props. You're going to hear us use two terms interchangeably. The Theater in the Woods is a group of people. The Erica Quam Memorial Theater is a place. Lori Bacham, the theater's president, says the troupe existed long before taking stage in the church. But now they call this place home.
Yeah, it's ours. We really like it.
On a fall afternoon, she opened the place up and invited us in.
Spectrum West is getting an all-access pass for the Erica Quam Memorial Theater.
Here you'll find a nice blend of the professional and the amateurish. The lighting on stage is well done, yet linking backstage with downstairs is a baby monitor. And the curtains are a dark, dark green, almost by accident.
We kind of accumulated them along the way, you know, from different places that we performed.
Do you have the traditional ushers with flashlights in your
theater? No, we leave the lights on until everybody's seated.
Community theater, it seems, can be a hard knock life, especially if you own your own building. Not only are you casting roles and designing sets, you have to worry about upkeep.
Things you don't think about. A lawnmower and a snowblower.
Thankfully, a willingness to do what needs to be done, ingenuity, and creativity are hallmarks of the community theater type.
We do the work. You do everything from clean the bathrooms to star in a show.
Humility helps, too. After all, prima donnas can't clean bathrooms. And unlike, say, the Guthrie, the Erica Quam Memorial Theater is a work in progress.
I don't know that we'll ever be done renovating and changing things.
Bacham says even the shape of the stage can change.
We can make it into a thrust stage. We have had performances where we've actually put seating on the stage and made it a theater in the round.
This Christmas, Theater in the Woods is putting on a dinner theater.
The Trial of Ebenezer Scrooge.
And springtime brings the Greek play...
Greek tragedy.
Antigone.
We've not ever done anything like this before, so it's a challenge.
The layout, the stage, the plays themselves, even your choice of costuming, are limited only by directorial imagination.
Okay, so we're walking into the costume area and I can see all kinds of things.
An expansive wardrobe is housed in the old church basement.
We've done Shakespeare, so we've got Shakespearean costumes.
Big storage containers, corsets, garters, even things for dwarves, elves, and nymphs. India is a box.
We have turn of the century, 40s, 50s, and 60s. We have some fantasy things. People will donate wedding dresses and prom dresses and old suits.
Amongst the costuming and throughout the basement, you'll find props, lots of them.
You have an old wheelchair here, Lori. Was that from a production of Annie, and that was FDR's wheelchair?
Actually, I used that. I directed Annie in Siren last year, and I borrowed this.
It's neat to be able to look at props and imagine what it was used for and to sometimes be right.
Yeah.
Back upstairs, in the audience entryway, I see what could be the lamp from Narnia.
That may have come for Chronicles of Narnia.
In the garage.
We don't let people call it the garage or the shed.
Rather, the shop out back. Lori shows me an extra stage. This one, disassembled, has done shows on the road.
How long ago was that you did that?
Probably 8 or 9 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Okay, so the portable stage could use some fresh air.
Before they took up residence at the Erica Quam Memorial Theater, the gang at Theater in the Woods performed at community centers and movie theaters and applied their makeup at friendly houses.
And then walked over to the theater.
So you hope it didn't rain.
Yeah, exactly.
They even managed to turn a grocery store into a performing arts space, as Bacham explains.
Well, it was a big empty building, and so we adapted it to use it as a theater. We built a stage, and we used it as rehearsal space and storage space.
So the Theater in the Woods performers really have had experience with adapting spaces. And a church, by that measure, is a much easier starting place, though some telltale signs of the religious remain. I mentioned the basement. Well, in that basement is a kitchen large enough to feed an entire congregation. And the old church basement ladies didn't take their silverware with them.
They left us all their dishes and glassware.
And just outside the front doors,
this is the church's original marquee. You've painted over the bits about it being a Methodist.
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, there's the stained windows. Off stage left, you'll find two covered up with boards. And if you take the basement stairs from stage left, you'll find the only two windows in operation, casting their brilliant amber light.
So the Methodists weren't big on scenes from the Bible on their stained panes? I just see a lot of colors.
Two gigantic windows in the former sanctuary, now the auditorium, are covered with curtains. And as tour guide Lori Bacham points out,
never felt comfortable doing anything permanently to those windows. And there's been discussion about, you know, taking the stained glass out of them and putting them someplace else, but we don't know what we would do with them.
Left open, they might interfere with your suspension of disbelief, especially at a daytime matinee. Speaking of disbelief, Bacham says the theater has a liquor license, albeit only for wine and beer. They'll even let you eat in your seat.
The chairs we bought through a fundraiser where a person could purchase a chair for $100.
Looking behind your seat back, you're likely to find a placard naming someone or some local business supporting the theater. And did I mention it's only two blocks north of downtown Shell Lake?
We're two blocks from Main Street and we're a block from Highway 63.
Good location for a church and a good location for a theater.
It is.
The troops' flock is large, but President Bacham says the theater in the woods could always use more able bodies.
But we always can use more. Everything we do is volunteer. We don't have any paid staff. We don't have any paid directors. You know, everything is volunteer.
It takes about 50 to 60 people to cover all aspects of each production, and hundreds more to fill the seats over the show's run.
We get very close to full houses, and we usually do 3 to 4 performances.
Bacham is proof that community theater can be a viable, even demanding, avocation.
I've been involved in theater since I was in high school. I actually started out college as a theater major, but then decided that, you know, you can't really eat on a theater major. and I really like teaching.
Now, as a retired teacher and retiring theater president, Bacham says she'll be spending more time with her grandson, trying to instill in him a love of theater.
I will. He's 2, so I have time.
There's one last role she'd like to play, that of the unsinkable Molly Brown.
I ain't down yet.
You're down, Molly. Holler, Uncle.
I ain't never shouting, Uncle, to you and nobody, because I ain't never down.
Come on, Molly. You're tuckered. Why don't you quit?
Sure, I'm tuckered and I might give out, but I won't give in.
And regardless of whether she gets that role, Bacham shares this philosophy.
Everybody who comes gets to play.
To this, she and the gang have held for more than 20 years, 10 of those at their beloved church turned theater.
Thank you very, very much for talking to me and for sharing your story with Spectrum West. It was nice to go on a tour of the facilities.
Thank you, Brady. This was very, very fun. Very fun to share Theater in the Woods with you. Thank you.
In Shell Lake, I'm Brady Mern for Spectrum West.